shall prosper. This is the time when man should.
È l'11 aprile del 2013, state ascoltando Radio D'Urto, qui è Federico Tix in differita di qualche giorno da Genova e questa è la 22esima puntata della 7ª serie di Coppa Celtic. Ogni volta mi fa sempre più strano realizzare che sono 7 anni che Marco e Viola mi hanno chiesto di curare questa trasmissione. E che dire? Sono anche un po' stanchino in questo periodo, ma tant'è, la forza c'è sempre di registrarla. Forse è più comodo che venire lì in studio. Comunque, va bene, dai, iniziamola, sto parlando troppo. 22esima puntata, Fleetwood Mac, Blue Letter. A dopo. Andiamo avanti, ascoltiamo ancora una volta Sun Kill Moon, ovvero Mark Kozelek. Ultimamente sono ossessionato da questo disco in particolare, ma anche da tutta la sua produzione. Lui era appunto voce di Red Dust Painters, di un paio di dischi solisti, soprattutto di cover dei degli AC/DC. E boh, anche uno o due live, anzi una manciata infinita di live che esce tutto su Caldo Verde Records, la sua etichetta. Comunque, il nuovo disco si chiama Benji, noi da quel disco ascoltiamo Michelin. Quindi Coast King è un cantautore di, non so di quanti anni fa, dovrebbe essere tipo degli anni 90, molto Johnny Cash, già ottuagenario. Comunque, disco su Locust Music del 2005, anzi scusate, questo disco qua è ristampato recentemente dalla Mississippi un paio di anni fa, vi consiglio di recuperarlo, si intitola Sawmill Man e noi da quel disco ascoltiamo Long Time Now. Quindi Supreme Dicks, Cuckoo Lane, Blackbird Slum, l'abbiamo già ascoltato probabilmente tante altre volte, ma mi piace troppo, quindi la riascoltiamo anche adesso. Ma adesso Sun Kill Moon, Michelin, a dopo.
Michelin used to come to our house and knock on our dad would answer and say, what do you want, girl? And she'd say, can I take a bath with Mark? My dad would say, my son ain't here, send her home and shut the door, and we'd all laugh. And Michaeline would walk down the street glowing and smiling like she just got in Paul McCartney's autograph. Her brain worked a little slower than the others, and she wore thick rim glasses. She took a different bus to school than the other kids and was in different kind of classes. When she got older, a neighborhood thug moved in with her and started taking her welfare payments. He took her down to the bank, helped her withdraw her savings that was put away for her, and he went off with her. The cops caught up with him, he did little time and cut to many years later. He's doing life in a Florida penitentiary with his father and both of them for murder. Michaeline, 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 she wanted love like anyone else. Michaeline, 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 she had dreams like anyone else. My friend Brett, he liked to play the guitar. But he had an awkward way of playing bar chords with two fingers, spreading his index and middle fingers really far apart. One day at band practice, he dropped like a deer, was shot, was flipping around like a fish. He had an aneurysm triggered by a nerve in his hand from the strain he was putting on it. I went to see him in Ohio. He had a horseshoe-shaped scar and a scalp, and he talked real slow. We played pool like we did in our teens, and his head was shaved, and he still wore bell-bottom jeans. In 99, I was on tour in Sweden when I called home to tell my mom I'd got a part in a movie. When she said, Mark, there's something. Brett died the other day, you really should send a letter to his mom and dad. And I got on my train to Malmo and looked out at the snow, feeling somewhere between happy and sad. My friend Brett, he had a wife and a son. My friend Brett, he just liked to play guitar and he never hurt anyone. My grandma. Before she passed away, we'd go and visit her at my aunt's house when I was small. I couldn't bear the shape she was in, so at the top of the driveway I'd sit in the car. One day I was just fucking around when I put it in reverse and I was free falling. I remember the car moving backwards. My heart was beating and I blacked out. Another car was coming down the street and I told them both and I got knocked out. My grandma. First time I met her, she lived in L.A., I think it was Huntington Park. I made friends with a kid named Marcello and another kid named Cyrus Hahn. We'd go downtown and get ice cream and feed French fries to the pigeons and talk to the handicapped vets from Vietnam. It was the first time I saw a hummingbird or a palm tree or a lizard. Or saw an ocean, or heard David Bowie's Young Americans, and I saw the movie Benji in the theater. My grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma. I heard she had a pretty heart, but after her first husband passed away, she met a man from California who treated her really nice. My grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma. My grandma, my grandma, my grandma was diagnosed at 62. Her kids stepped up to the plate for her, and they were there the whole way through.
Everyone tells me I should have forgotten. They don't seem to know just one of you. I've had lots of pretty girls in days gone by. It's been a long time now. I still cry. Ever since you went away, there's something missing. That happy part of me's not there anymore. And I can't forget, no matter how I try. It's been a long time now, I still cry. If I could hold you in these two lonely arms again, although you're married now, it would be a sin. I believe the good Lord would let me by. It's been a long time now, I still cry. It's been a long time now, I still cry.
Price of fame to wind up.
E ora ci ascoltiamo i Dead Rider con Chill on Glass, anzi l'album è Chill on Glass, noi da quel disco ascoltiamo Blank Screen, quindi andiamo avanti con Phloxoid 9 dal disco di due anni fa, Second, quindi Von Tesla, Null Hypersurface, a dopo.
Now that you know how it ends, you know how it ends.
Adesso ci ascoltiamo Nene Cherry, un disco nuovo appena uscito, veramente veramente figo, si intitola Blank Project. Noi da quel disco ascoltiamo Naked, quindi un disco dell'anno scorso, 2013, The Dawn, usciva appunto nel 2013, Don't Look Back, il disco di la canzone da quel disco di Miss Chain and Broken Hills. Ci sentiamo subito dopo. Ci suona Franz e anche suo fratello.
Keep your head above the water. Smell of any money keeps the wolves from the door. Then there's the man who weighs my taxes. It's a kick against the pricks now. Run a little faster, make it go a little further. Maybe I can go far, maybe I can catch you. Maybe I can make good for the love of so many.
Adesso ci ascoltiamo i Minus the Bear con Memphis and 53rd, pardon. Loro erano post Botch. Quindi ci ascoltiamo i Christopher Drive con Finn del loro unico disco, insieme poi a una raccolta dei 7 pollici, split eccetera eccetera, e lo split con i Boys Life appunto. Ma il disco appunto dei Minus the Bear invece è Menus El Osso del 2005. Christopher Drive invece, se non sbaglio, era 97 o addirittura 98, comunque 97 stereo, ma vabbè, che poi non si chiama stereo, ha soltanto uno stereo in copertina, se no si chiama solo Christopher Drive ed è bellissimo.
In the cold.
E così siamo giunti a fine puntata. Io vi ho detto prima che ho una certa ossessione per Kozelek, Red Dust Painters e Sun Kill Moon negli ultimi tempi, e quindi dal suo capolavoro, ovvero il disco con l'ottovolante, conosciuto da molti come Roller Coaster, ma proprio si chiama Red Dust Painters come l'altro disco, del 1993 ci ascoltiamo Katie's Song e ci diamo l'appuntamento sempre venerdì prossimo, sempre su Radio D'Urto, sempre a mezzanotte. E buonanotte a tutti, dai, dura un'ora tonda, anzi un pochino meno, 59 minuti abbondanti. E niente, ascoltatevela che è veramente una delle canzoni più belle di sempre. Alla prossima, allora, buonanotte, ciao ciao ciao.
Guess it's the soonest, but there in the clearing I know you'll be wearing your young aching smile, waving your hand. Can't go with my heart when I can't feel what's in it. I thought you'd come over, but for some reason you didn't. Glass on the pavement under my shoe. Without you is all my life amounts to. A final sleep, no words from my cutting. Mouth to your ear or tired wicked pinches from my fingers to your bitter face that I can't heal. I know tomorrow you will be somewhere in London living with someone. You got some kind of family there to turn to, and that's more than I could ever give you. A chance for calm, a hope for freedom, outlet from my cold solitary kingdom. By the forest of our spring stay, where you walked away and left a bleeding part of me empty and bothered, watching the water quiet in the corner numb and falling through. Without you, what does my life amount to?